Welcome to Movies, Movies, Movies on Mornings with Bridie Tanner, featuring Jack and Andre. FBI Radio.
It's that time on a Monday morning that we get to pull out the popcorn. Maybe if you're in bed, snuggle up a little bit and sit back and enjoy Movies, Movies, Movies.
I want that right now. That was me an hour ago watching Lady Gaga videos.
How nice of a day is it for just binging something?
That's exactly indeed. Right. And I think today is the last day that Sharp Objects comes out. So if you're perfect. Like me and you're one of the few people actually watching it, snuggle up in bed and watch that.
Or if you're like me, just relive Broad City all over again.
Hey, I did that the other night. Back to season one. Let's go again, baby.
Yeah, try me.
From the top.
They're shooting right now. The new season, the last season, final season ever.
That's right. We have coverage from New York from
Freya Aisbert.
I'm just joking.
Shout out.
She's not covering that.
What's coming up on the segment today?
Crazy movie news all over the spot. Show up with just superstar singers and billionaires, and I'm reviewing Crazy Rich Asian.
And we've also been gussing up with some film critics from all over the world who have some goss about the film industry that we're going to dish out coming
specifically
up.
Specifically Venice and Toronto.
We've had a pretty hilarious opening for the new Kevin Spacey movie, and we've also got some tickets to give away after I review the McQueen documentary.
I see those all laid out in a row.
Yeah. What do we say? Everyone text in your favourite fashion moments in cinema for a double pass to McQueen.
0409 945 945.
Because we want you to see it and we want you to take these passes off us.
What are your favourite examples? For some reason, the first one that comes to my head is Bubble Boy.
Of what? Of fashion and film?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I just love Sparkle Motion's costumes in Donnie Darko. I just think they're so amazing. Hectic and amazing. And, you know, I'm a sucker for that Vogue montage in Devil Wears Prada.
I was going to say as well, yeah, but that could be favourite montage of makeover montage.
Indeed.
But I don't know. It's a bit of crossover.
My favourite makeover montage is Not Another Teen Movie, where she takes off her glasses and she's just immediately hot.
Do you know what film I'm not thinking about right now? Strictly what? Boring Ballroom for their costumes and fashion.
Okay, Andre, get over loving saying Strictly Boring.
I will never get over saying Strictly Boring from now on since learning it yesterday.
Movie news.
Little update on Tarantino's new film. Lena Dunham is joining the cast of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a biopic exploration, I think.
It's centered on the Charles Manson murders, but I think Brad Pitt is playing Leonardo DiCaprio's stunt double in Manson era with like
eating a kebab the whole time.
Eating a kebab with the guy, with Damian Lewis from...
Damian Lewis from...
The redhead from...
the redhead from How to Get Away with Murder, if you're Damian Lewis.
If you're writing Arabic graffiti.
Also on the cast is Margot Robbie. Is that right? Margot Robbie joined
Margot Robbie's on the cast. Who else is in the cast?
Brad Pitt, Lena Dunham.
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning, definitely. Nicole Kidman is tweeting about it. Maybe.
Quentin Tarantino is just, again, casting all the washed up has-beens.
Anyway.
And what's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood going to be about?
That the body double centered around the Charles Manson murders in the 60s in Hollywood.
Not joking.
That's actually the plot of it.
Indeed.
Okay. But also, taking us all the way over to other washed-up has-beens, Gaga is going to win an Oscar, we think.
Yeah, we are getting a scoop from Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Sight & Sound magazine critics. They are all saying the same thing, and it's that Lady Gaga is well and truly in line to win that throne of Best Actress at the Oscars, and also Bradley Cooper winning a directing nod for...
Star Is Born, which is the fourth time that this musical has been adapted for the screen. It's I don't want to go through everyone because I'm going to get it wrong and I'm going to get in trouble with my housemates, but Barbara Streisand's done it, Judy Garland's done it, Lady Gaga's about to do it.
Just all those Italian Americans have just done it.
Cher does it in her bedroom every morning.
Riding on from that, the film is having it's not premiering at Venice, is it?
It's premiering at Venice.
Yeah.
Alongside, and you've got the goss, our own girl, Jennifer Kent.
Yes, that's right. So Jennifer Kent, who is Australia's Adelaidean favourite director of the Babadook, is premiering her new film, The Nightingale, at the Venice Film Festival in a couple of weeks. Actually, I think it starts this week, actually, to be honest.
Which is set in colonial-era Tasmania.
Anyway,
Is it scary?
It's horrifying,
and I think it deals with Indigenous genocide.
Anyway, it's the only film in the entire film festival directed by a woman, and it was also pitched to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, and apparently the critics at Cannes hated it, and that's why it didn't get chosen. So, bit of goss behind that, and it's then going to hopefully grace our land with its greatness. But yeah, just a little shout out to Jennifer Kent. Good luck to you. yet again, Venice is failing female directors.
Venice is failing female directors. And on from Gaga, Andre 3000, we had this piece of news that I thought was the news, but it was actually a throwback to 2006 when Idlewild came out. And I thought for some reason they were adapting Idlewild again because it didn't do that well at the box office the first time. That was Andre 3000's debut. But coming up at Toronto Film Festival, Andre 3000 is starring in our favourite director's film, which is Claire Denis' new film High Life with Robert Pattinson and Juliette Binoche, set in space about prisoners who are being sexually experimented on, and they're sent towards a black hole with this idea that they might be freed afterwards.
Alongside Gaga's film A Star Is Born at Toronto, it's just happening everywhere. Honestly, festivals are going off. It's at Toronto. And also, finally, we have to mention Kevin Spacey's horrible Fall from Grace. His new film has finally been released. I think it's been 3 years on the shelves.
Can you just say the name?
It's called Billionaire Boys Club. What the H, Hollywood, literally. And it made a meager $126 on its opening day.
$425 on its opening weekend.
We are guessing
across the entirety of America.
We are guessing that it's not going to even surpass $500 at the box office. But
that's worse than like Robin Thicke's comeback after Blurred Lines or Jessica Simpson's country album.
I don't think it actually is, though.
That is. It's worse than both of those things.
Oh,
it's like the worst ever. I think it's the worst release of like any single product in America. History.
Anyway, it is.
It's like worse than a hot dog stand.
Would not be surprised considering the title is Billionaire Boys Club.
Starring like a child abuser.
Anyway, well, there you go. There you have it. Straight from us.
That's movie news. Jackie, you'll be pleased to know that Morris Brown by Outkast has decided to work. And we're going to have a listen to that and come back with two reviews right here on Movies, Movies, Movies. Keep your texts coming in for your favourite fashion moments in film. We've had someone, Cienzo, on the text line saying that they choose their favourite fashion moment is the whole Fifth Element movie.
Jean-Paul Gaultier, amazing.
Amazing.
Specifically designed those outfits.
Ahead of his time.
That tank top that, what's his name? Bruce Willis is wearing.
It's the hottest Bruce Willis has ever looked.
Let's not waste time. Let's go into these reviews.
Yeah, absolutely. Hildy, just so you know, that's how you win the tickets to the McQueen doco, which we're about to hear all about.
Two reviews.
One review.
And then another review.
Two reviews.
Two reviews. Two reviews.
Two reviews.
Two reviews.
Okay, which film lord will be going first for two reviews?
C'est moi, I'll be reviewing the McQueen documentary called McQueen.
Take it away, Andre.
So, folks, the new Alexander McQueen documentary is officially the Times New Roman of docos. Usual, stylistically traditional, desperate to cram as much of a single idea into a presentable format without making you think too hard. And considering McQueen's off-the-mark and galvanized take on fashion, the whole documentary feels weak. Sorry to be so blunt. McQueen leaked into the sketchbooks of almost or most notable 21st century creatives like Gucci, Bjork, and Lady Gaga. So please do him justice, people! Pinned together with a back and forth of interviews and archival, the film starts with McQueen's humble beginnings in England and just charts what happens when a renegade, unconventional queer person tries to light the pile of garbage that is fashion on fire. McQueen feels like a simplistic take on how fashion was brought into the 21st century, and while McQueen's achievements are crystal clear in the film, the bulk of the movie is as easy to read as a magazine. McQueen had us all believe that to move forward in fashion, you had to be gutsy, so please cut the BS and show me penetration! The late Alexander McQueen deserves more than this tepid cup of tea of a movie. Jack, am I being too harsh? I hate documentaries. Am I just being too bitchy? Tell me now.
It's like, if you hate documentaries, you just have to go with your guts and you just have to destroy all of them.
It's true, I think. I just think that this is like, this just goes in line with every single traditional documentary that we've seen. And we've seen some great ones this year that really stand out. I'm looking at the Gormel documentary and MIA, and for some reason this just does not shock me like I wish it had.
I know. This just feels like a cash grab.
It's a cash grab, I think.
It feels like a total cash grab. It feels like someone needed an idea, pitched it, and people said, yep.
And where was the mention of Bjork and Lady Gaga? McQueen's contributions to their style and their creative output was on a magnitude that just went into pop music in an incredible way, and that wasn't really covered in the film. That really disappointed me.
Yeah, the main thing to me was that it was just boring, and it's really hard to have a documentary made by someone who's kind of square about someone who's kind of amazing.
Pretty square for a colourful person. Let's give away some of these tickets, though. Text in your favourite fashion moments. I know that, Jack and
Mainly because we love arguing and we love being disagreed with.
Take your friend. It's a double pass to go see McQueen, so take a friend to argue with and tell us what you think of McQueen.
Yeah, and Jack and Andre, tell me what you would give McQueen in a word.
Tepid for me.
Forgettable.
Forgettable.
Mm. And we have double passes.
Yes.
0409-945-945.
Just in case you thought the industry owned us.
Yeah, exactly. Independent radio station. Favourite film fashion moment if you want to take a double pass home. Text in. Jack, what will you be reviewing today?
I'm reviewing Crazy Rich Asians, which has also been crazy successful. 2 weeks in a row in America, it's taken in millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's finally coming out in Australia this week. It's about a second-generation Chinese immigrant Manhattan yuppie who, on a trip to her boyfriend's home in Singapore, discovers he's in line to be an old money billionaire, and therefore everyone in his family hates her. I'm here for the food porn and Awkwafina, who was also amazing and underutilized in Ocean's 8. It's like Anthony Bourdain levels of jealousy when they're in the Singapore food market. I shouldn't be reviewing this film because I'm gay and heterosexual love is so mapped out, but it was so fucking cool to be in the cinema full of people from Asian descent screaming and laughing to every single line in this movie. And this movie will be huge, and it should be, because it has Ronnie Chen from The Hangover telling his kids to finish their chicken nuggets because kids in America are starving. At its heart, it's a war between four women with different agendas. Two of them from old money, two of them are immigrants, and it's actually kind of miserable and Godfather-esque in its themes. There's even a scene that'll remind you of the horse head in the bed. It all culminates in a genius game of Mahjong between Constance Wu and a fierce Michelle Yeoh that had me wishing more of the film was that intense instead of desperately relatable and borderline Amy Schumer, I feel pretty dated wealth porn rom-com, stuffed full of hot people without personalities. But this film has a heart, and it's a totally fine movie to go see if you've had a long week or a long 25 years of not seeing a full Asian cast in a Hollywood movie.
Look, this to me is a vehicle for two things. One, loving Awkwafina. Two, loving The Hangover. That is what I gain from this movie. And
satays.
And satays. But also, I didn't think this was, you know, the most amazing comedy of the century, but everyone in the cinema around us was just pissing themselves. We were in a cinema of maybe like 200 people and they were just losing their minds. This movie is so popular, and I think it's in terms of box office, it's up against Mission Impossible 6, Return to the Schoolroom, and it's just...
And like the Happy Time Murders, which bombed, like it's destroying it.
But people are lapping it up and people are adoring it, and that's such a nice feeling. And I mean, it's a 2-hour, just, you know, no-nonsense, groovy, bourgeois flick set in Singapore, and for that I think it's amazing. Might not have the most amazing gags, but you know, I think just seeing the scenery is probably worth the price of admission.
Totally, 100%.
Andre, Crazy Rich Asians in a word?
I'll just go with rich, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to go with duty free.
Money, box office, rich people, rich Asians, that's what this movie's about.
It's all in the title.
All in the title, indeed.
That's your two reviews. Hildy's text in with her favourite fashion moment to win a double pass to McQueen, which, by the way, are here at the station for you to pick up.
That was just a text.
On
that was a text, I think.
She says, definitely the Valentino doco. The dresses were captured so beautifully, I cried.
Wow, a dress making you cry, you get a double pass, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think mine might be, and I know this isn't fashion, this is costume, but The Witch, remember that horror movie, The Witch, that came out with the two Vs instead of a W?
Yeah.
The Witch,
that had such lovely, lovely garb on all the characters there.
Wow, yeah. I would say the monster in The Village.
No, the Babadook was actually amazing. So well-dressed.
And queer.
And queer.
All right, it's nearly time for us to wrap up, but before we get out of here, it's time to focus on what's happening around town. Sydney Spotlight.
Yo, yiggity-yo. So we have dedicated this entire section to giving out these free passes. So you guys got to text in your favorite fashion moments for us to have things to talk about. But, you know, until then, I think it's okay for Jack and I to pitch a certain idea that we had for the next Movies segment. We've been getting a lot of love from you guys, which we are so thrilled about, and we want to include you guys on our film nerddom. So we want to try and muscle our way into a new segment or a possible additional segment called Dear Film Lords. Jack, give us your elevator pitch.
So basically, Dear Film Lords would be, you text us in films that you have struggled finding an opinion on, films that you've changed your opinion on, or you just try and antagonize us on air because we love getting into you know, heated moments and sweating.
It could just be you just text in Dear Film Lords and then insert a question about movies, you know, some trivia that you want us to answer.
We could be agony aunts for you.
Maybe you are trying to find a movie to watch on the day and you're in a certain mood and you just need some advice and it's film related. That's where Jack and I can come in.
Maybe like Andre, you're terrified of flying and you need a film that will completely transport you while you're on the plane to download.
Maybe you've just made a big bowl of carbonara and you need to pair it with the perfect Vimeo movie.
And that's maybe you've been throwing up that carbonara all day and you need a film to sort of get you through those sweats.
Maybe you're so sweaty that you're in bed and your body is feeling cold because you're sweaty and you just need to pair it with a movie and you don't quite know what to look up on fmovies.com. Maybe you just want to go to the cinema and pay for a movie ticket and you just need to know how to do that.
Maybe you want to know which cinema in Sydney you can hide in the cinema for the longest amount of time for.
Maybe you're looking for one of those machine dispensers in the supermarket that just gives you DVDs from Video Easy. Who knows?
Maybe you hate the beach and you just want to watch as many films about the beach as possible.
Maybe you're wondering why Tai Po Tong replaced Blockbuster on King Street.
Civic Video, Andre.
Was it Civic
Justice
Video?
Justice for Civic Video. But Justice for the adult bookstore underneath.
That's true. Anyway, point being, though, is that we really want to engage more with the people who are really engaged with movies. And if you're listening to this segment and just want to get in on all the fun that we're having, just text in next time with anything that you want to even have us talk about on air.
And because they're throwing the double passes at us and we'll probably give them out to the funniest questions.
We will do that, I think.
Will we call it Dear Film Lords?
Potentially could be Dear Film Lords, could be anything, could be Take Me to the Movies.
We can talk about this off air.
Certainly.
If you have anything today, text in 0409-945-945. Someone saying, I am so down for more Jack and Andre. Please make this happen, FBI. Please.
Okay, we didn't get a name from that text, but you already automatically have a McQueen double pass. So
there's two left. Allocated out.
Just text in your name because we have a special pass for you right here and we're going to kiss it for you as well.
Well, that's all for Movies, Movies, Movies for today. Thank you so much to Film Lords Jack and Andre, as always, for coming in and shaking up the world of cinema.
Thank you for having us.
Shaking, not stirred.
Absolutely. This is Chakra Effendi with Grow Up. You're on Mornings with Bridie Tanner.
This podcast is produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. Find more at fbiradio.com/podcasts.